We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. The next one on Sunday, April 28th for Game 4 of the Knicks' first round series against the Sixers. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. Take this Thursday, for example. The Knicks play Game 3, the Yankees play the Athletics, the Islanders play the Hurricanes, and it's the NFL Draft. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Josh, you were not happy when we spoke after the third quarter. Just tell me, what started clicking for you in the fourth?
We got stops. We got on transition. You know, they played the zone a little bit. It slowed us down. The guard came alive, and then we just knocked down shots. We stayed confident and just played our game.
What about for you personally? You had a few really big three-point shots. They were letting you shoot.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the last two games in the regular season, the game plan was just a sag off of me. So that's something that this week I got up a lot of reps, just shot after shot after shot. And the bigger thing for me, after I missed, you know, three or four, I didn't lose that confidence. I just kept firing, and you know, I've been working at it, so I got to do it.
Busy. You're busy. Come on, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Didn't see OG on Harris much. I would like to see that. I want to see DiVincenzo on Maxey. We got to continue to play fast. That's when the game switched. Remember the town hall, that'll be my biggest disappointment. Obviously, adjustments aren't. Okay, you want to play faster. Because Embiid's creaky knee and the whole thing. Could they have played faster in this game? Like, did they play as fast in this game as they played in the Boston game? When they really, like, Hart was awesome. They really made an effort to get out and run constantly. No, they were not as fast in this game. It's harder to play fast off of makes, and the Sixers were making a lot of shots in the first quarter, so I'm wondering if that wasn't kind of a like a self-fulfilling prophecy type of deal. As far as OG on Harris, I don't know, are you saying that because you want OG there to stop Harris, or I'm assuming because you want OG to be able to help off of Harris?
That's exactly what he's saying. The roaming free safety, that because that's how they played him in the regular season.
Yeah. Again, I think there's arguments for both sides. Like, I think DiVincenzo is a tough, like, Maxey's a tough cover for DiVincenzo. DiVincenzo's been really good defensively this year. I think asking him to hang with Maxey is asking a lot. But then again, like, Deuce is the best answer. You know? So it's about, how about this? It's about surviving the non-Deuce minutes. I mean, I shit thee not. It's about surviving the non-Deuce minutes. Busy with another one. Yeah. And match Mitch with Embiid. Let iHeart cook Reed. So that's an interesting one. Shout out to Fred Katz, who before the game tweeted out that he thought we would get minutes from make sure I get this right. He thought we would see minutes from Deuce, Bogey, DiVincenzo, OG, and Hartenstein. So I'll say that again. Deuce, DiVincenzo, Bogey, OG, and Hartenstein. Now, we didn't get any minutes there from that lineup tonight because Deuce came in for DiVincenzo. So that didn't happen. If what you're suggesting is something that they'd look to do, which is to match the Mitch minutes with Embiid more, because Hardenstein's going to start, then I think that lineup would be something that they would go to. And I really like the potential of that lineup. I really like the potential of that lineup to score against Philly. Now, tonight, the second unit didn't have an issue scoring. So, I don't know. Look, I think Hardenstein's going to play better. That's the thing. I think he's going to play better. Brian Lest, I'm still in shock. Me too, kind of. We've been talking for 2 hours and 35 minutes. Feels like a half an hour. My brain just doesn't compute many things about this game. November Mitch returns, posts video on X drilling free throws, and then does it. I did not see the video that he posted. I'll take your word for it. And then another one, Hart equals Reggie Miller, Deuce, Hall of Fame class 2045, Brunson not playing like Superman, Scott Foster officiating a Knicks win, Embiid God mode to dead to undead. A lot of stuff happened. You forget the Kyle Lowry game. It's pretty freaking good. I thought Scott Foster's whistle was fine. That was fine. I know he didn't officiate a lot of Knicks wins, but I thought it was fine. Although, no, actually, that's not really true. Go look at the freaking report the Knicks put out before the game. Like, inspired move by them. Sam Garcia with another one. Thank you, Sam. Thought Deuce did a pretty good job guarding Maxey tonight. Yeah, he did better than pretty good. I thought he did a really good job. Would you consider swapping Deuce for Dante in the starting lineup to match their minute? No. Not changing the starting lineup. The starting lineup was excellent all year. Dante struggled a little bit defensively. He struggled a little bit offensively. Jalen Brunson struggled offensively. Dante DiVincenzo will have, I can guarantee you, he will win them playoff games in this playoff run. Multiple playoff games. You keep the starting lineup where it is. The nice thing, and this is, I always said the same thing about Quickly, and why I was pretty steadfast right up until like maybe the very end, where I was like, you don't need to start Quickly. If you want to bring him off the bench and still have him play upwards of 30 minutes, you can do that. I think that would be a scared reaction, frankly. If they switch the starting lineup to be like, oh, no. And also, how great is it to have Deuce McBride's energy off the bench as a change of pace if you need it? Because that's what his defense gives you. That's what his defense gives you. You want to keep that. You want to cherish that is what you want to do. Rich McLeod, what's going on, Rich? 76ers more like smelling like shit, sirs. I see what you tried to do there. I appreciate the effort. Kind of landed the plate. Thanks, Rich. Greg Garcia, what's going on, Greg? OG DeBuscher and Grimes was supposed to be the sniper, but it ended up being Deuce. I mean, the OG DeBuscher comparisons in terms of like that trade just get wilder by the day. Now, notably, Knicks did not win the championship in the year they traded for Deuce and Pride. They won the championship the next year. They lost to the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. So we'll see what happens this year. And then as far as, yeah, Grimes being the sniper, we thought it's so fun. Like, watching Deuce's shot, like these high arcing, like it looks like a shot put, and then go in. They go in. But yeah, no, the front office kind of has a good pulse on the on this team, or a good beat on the pulse of this team. Excuse me. Armand Bernadjage. I'll pronounce that correctly one of these days, Armand. What a Josh Hart this fucking team game. Let me see if I could read that again. What a Josh Hart this fucking team game. No, I read it correctly. Also, never forget that the Lakers promised to draft Mitch and then drafted Mo Wagner instead. Yeah, I remember that rumor got around. I mean, Mo Wagner's a good player. I mean, Lakers didn't make use of him, but Mo Wagner's a good player. He's one of the, probably maybe the best player for the freaking Magic today. He's not Mitch. Kevin Danishevsky, what's going on, Kev? Relieved. Where you bagged the late super chat for you. Relieved. Such similarities to last year's game one, including the Josh Hart making the biggest shot of the game. Deuce is all I thought Quentin Grimes would be and more. Got to find a way to stop Maxey and get JB going in game two. Yeah, I mean, look, they're going to... Tibbs has 2 days. Or tomorrow, and then it's game day. But frankly, if you're asking me, are you happy the turnaround time is short, or do you wish the turnaround time was longer to get like more time for adjustments or whatever? I wish they were playing tomorrow with Embiid's status right now. I wish they were playing tomorrow. So I'm very happy they're playing on Monday. Thanks, Kev. John Sanda, what's going on, John? How much of JB's struggles tonight do you think were Philly's game plan versus just a great player having an off night? I think it's about, I mean, honestly, I kind of want to almost say it's 50-50. I think, you know, that's not fair. It's Philly had a great game plan against him. And they've switched things up. They varied up coverages. They made him think twice. They did all the things you expected that they were going to do. And then eventually he started to fight back and get some stuff that he wanted. But by that point, I think he just was not himself. And so the column A impacted column B. So I want to give more credit to Philly's game plan than just a great player having an off night. That said, the fact that I'm crediting Philly's game plan more doesn't make me think that Brunson is going to continue to have off games. I think he'll be better. I think he'll probably be a lot better. Thanks, John. Kento Cato. What's going on, Kento? Need to limit Lowry. But like, again, you got this devastating pick and roll combination, and the help has to come from somewhere. So, you know, and it's like, Kyle Lowry's going to beat you. I mean, you know, it's a good shooter. So, look at pairing Deuce with OG Moore versus Maxey and find ways to free up Jalen Brunson's mid-range game. I thought they kind of freed it up. He just wasn't hitting him. But huge win with Brunson, DiVincenzo shooting the way they did. Mitch, Hart, Deuce, Bogey, unreal. So you want to pair Deuce with OG Moore versus Maxey. You want the two of them out there, Moore versus Maxey. Well, look, I think you will get both of them together. You're probably not going to get both of them together until the second and fourth quarters of these games, which is like, those are pivotal quarters. So I'm not too upset about that. Like, they're not going to change their starting lineup, and they're not going to completely rejigger their rotations. I don't think they will, at least. And I don't think they should. I don't think they should. I think they will adjust. And I don't think that adjustment needs to be in terms of significant alterations to when your personnel is out there from the opening tip. They Tibbs adjusted in terms of playing the guys that he knew we had to play. I don't think they need to adjust the starting lineup. Thanks, Kento. Sincere the Genius. What's going on, Sincere the Genius? With Embiid hobbled, they should be throwing more lobs to Mitch. He can't jump with him. The problem is they don't have a great lob thrower on this team. Brunson's the best one, and we've seen Brunson go to the Mitch lob more since Mitch has come back from injury. It is absolutely something I would like to see them try to do more. That said, even though Embiid is hobbled, I wonder if he couldn't still like disrupt some of that. You don't know until you try it. I'd like to see them try it. I think it's a great call by you. I don't feel like that's the, you know, that's like the smoking gun. Like once you find that, then everything will die. I think this Philly defense offers a lot of challenges. Thanks, man. Sincere. Flashy. My goodness. Who are you? Flashy. Another bottle of wine on me. It's a celebration. Flashy. I don't know who you are, but I love you and I thank you. And I wish I had that bottle of wine right here next to me right now, because my glass has been empty for a while. I've hesitated asking Andrew to step in for me for 60 seconds so I could take a pee break and fill up my glass with something. But maybe this comment will inspire me to ask him to do it.
Go get your drink. I'm going to dance.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I got to hang out with Jeremy and his girlfriend tonight. That was actually really fun. Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us here in what is almost full 3 hours of the KFS playoff postgame show. Hope you like the new designed graphic. Shout out to, I'm not going to put his name out there, but we have a graphics guy who has been outstanding with helping me redesign stuff. Why do I still have my Oakleys on? Thank you sincerely for all the generosity. We greatly appreciate it. If you are in the New York City area, I will just remind everybody, we are doing a watch party for Game 4. So if you'd like to join us at T-Squared Social, please do. We'll be doing trivia at halftime as well. Also, I hope I could say this, it's Sean with W's birthday on Game 4. So next Sunday. So we'll be doing something at halftime or something after the game. And you should all join us. Okay. We'll have a lot of fun, hopefully, watching the Knicks wrap up this series in a nice little sweeper rooney. And this will hopefully be a fun series that and a fun time watching the end of this series on Sunday. So join us then. John is still not here. Thank you, Flashy. I'll echo what John said. We're keeping you on the screen until he gets back. I like your hat. I can't see what design it is, but thank you, Flashy. For those listening on the pod, the man's name is Flashy. Just put the word Flashy on as a name. I respect it. I'm Andrew Flashy. Nice to meet you. I hear John coming back. I got to meet XJ, by the way, everybody. XJ, we had dinner the other night with a couple of KFS folks, and he came to the watch party today, so that was cool. A lot of back and forth of leave Josh Hart alone at the watch party today. But yeah, it was good. I believe John Macri is almost back because he went to go get some more wine. Oh, you know what? There's a super chat directed to me. Flashy, sincerely, thank you for the generosity. So let's get the Nick Van for troll. Thank you, GMAC. Respect the Mecca. Lob off the backboard and find out. I agree. John Macri's back.
I'm back.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. You agree with Nick Van Patrol? I had a shot of whiskey about an hour ago, and I'm still feeling it.
You have a lot of practice before you get.
Because it's me. Yes, I know.
It's okay. Listen, remember, quitters never win.
And winners never quit.
Sure. Thank you, Knicks Fan Patrol.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. The next one on Sunday, April 28th for Game 4 of the Knicks first round series against the Sixers. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. Take this Thursday, for example. The Knicks play Game 3, the Yankees play the Athletics, the Islanders play the Hurricanes, and it's the NFL Draft. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Lunas, MRI. What's going on, Lunas? Freshly back from MSG, lost my voice screaming, the deuce is loose. Winning where Brunson shot that bad is huge. Bench Mob is so back. Shout out, Big Mish. Really do feel like if they go on any kind of a run this year, we're going to look back and remember this game. Like, I'll never forget Josh Hart's shot in game one, his three in game one against Cleveland. I know the Knicks won that series in five games and they kind of like physically dominated the Cavs at the end of the day. I think that game one win was so big, especially when you consider how the Cavs came back and like really wiped the floor with them in game two. Like if the Cavs had figured out a way to get that game one, like, I don't know. Maybe the series doesn't turn out differently, but like, I thought that series was decided with game one when you knew they would have game three coming back, the Garden in game three and the whole thing. Thought it kind of broke their spirit. And I don't think tonight broke Philadelphia's spirit. I think Philadelphia is a mentally tough team. I think they got a collection of guys like Batum, Lowry, Maxey seems honestly mature beyond his years. And like Embiid catches a lot of shit. Embiid, it's physically. Where's it going to be physically? But just a big win. And it's because of the bench. Danny Small. What's going on, Danny? How are you, my friend? Embiid's poster was a microcosm of his career. Ooh. Otherworldly when he's on the floor, but he's not durable enough to win. Appreciate you, JM, and the KFS crew. Well, I appreciate you, Danny, and me and Danny go back a ways. Thanks for always chiming in and like being a part of the Substack and everything. I really appreciate it. Man, I don't want to put any kind of bigger thing on him. I mean, his career thus far has been, I mean, putting aside players that whose careers have just been completely and totally like either ended or sidetracked by injuries. So Bill Walton, Derrick Rose. I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anybody. And those are the two MVPs. So those are the two guys that come to mind. Has there been another MVP caliber player whose career is more closely associated with, like when you think of the player, you think of the injuries that they have that have befallen them more than Embiid? I don't think so. Maybe Kawhi. Kawhi never won an MVP, but Kawhi could have very easily won an MVP. Maybe Kawhi. That's about it. Busy. Don't dance around the thing. The thing is big. Hashtag pause. Busy. I'm lost.
So about an hour and a half ago, he pointed to the way the team looks since January 27th and basically said, since January 27th, we don't play like needing our stars to win. We win with the whole team that we've taken over Heat culture. And I don't know if you just like missed the troll of why he mentioned January 27th.
I did. I actually didn't even remember him mentioning that, but I'll take your word for
yes.
it. He
made it very clear to point out the day that a certain someone went out with a shoulder injury.
Listen, they miss him.
You think they could have used someone else's gravity tonight?
but at the same time, in fairness to Busy, and this is why I'm not going to kill Busy for this, even though I feel a certain obligation to stand up for the guy who just has surgery in his shoulder and gives it everything when he's out there on the court. They have to do it this way because they don't have any other option when Brunson's not doesn't have it. I want to read a quote. When I was at SNY Studios to film with Dexter and CP the last time, I was poking my head around because there was a door open, and I was like, yeah, let me look around the studio a little bit. And it was a quote from Red Holzman on the wall. On a good team, there are no superstars. There are great players who show they are great players by being able to play with others as a team. And Red Holzman's Knicks define that trait more than probably any other team in NBA history. This team has a lot of that, for sure. Thanks, Busy. Fraze Vader. What's going on, Fraze Vader? Team win. Big Mitchie. Josh has all the heart. We are showing people that a second scorer can come from several places. Let's fucking go Knicks. Let's fucking go Mets. Let's fucking go Rangers. Lots of New York sports energy there.
Real quick to the let's effing go New York, right? So shout out to all the social media managers for all the teams in New York today. I'll even give the Yankees credit, the Mets credit, the Islanders, the Rangers. We're about to start their playoff runs. Mets and Yankees are like playing really good ball right now. You have the Knicks that obviously have their run about to start. The Jets and Giants at the NFL draft next week, but they're good vibes around both teams. And all of these teams wish the Knicks well with specific tweets, maybe a player that's come to a recent game. And it was very cool to see the teams that everybody cares about acknowledge the New York Knicks. There was one notable team that was silent today, because nobody would have seen their tweet anyway, but John, I'm alluding to the fact that the Nets were the only team that didn't wish the Knicks luck today.
Yeah, but they,
and it was pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was really funny that everybody was like, oh yeah, we wish the Knicks luck. And the one team across the borough, which obviously they weren't going to, their division rivals, but you know, I don't seem to, it's just funny how very, nobody cares about you over there because you're irrelevant now.
I do think, so it's interesting, the concept of needing a second scorer, like a traditional second star, second scorer. The Warriors won two championships like that. And I would even argue, like, look, Klay is an all-time shooter. Wiggins was massive in that second playoff run. And Draymond's Draymond. I would argue that both of those teams had more by way of a second guy than these Knicks have in terms of someone who like can self-create. Like, that's the thing that we're talking about. It's not necessarily how many points they could put on the scoreboard. It's how many can they generate just by their own gravity. The Knicks have to work to generate the gravity. And that's why it's like, not to get on my Tibbs high horse, but like, it's funny when people criticize, like, oh, it's an archaic offense, this and that. He's doing this with one One guy who has gravity.
He's also, dude, look, I'm not getting into a Tibbs conversation. I think he's been really good this year. Maybe arguably the best in his career. In fact, no argument. He's been the best in his career this year. I actually think you're making the right comp as far as talking about Golden State. Like, you can win with, like, and he's borrowing a lot of their concepts in the split actions, like the blind pig play that we're seeing him mix in a ton of. Like, you can win without a second scorer when that first scorer is one of the greatest of all time, you know, which is what, to your point, those two Warriors championships you're talking about came to fruition. And then when Steph played poorly, it took a game six Clay to save them from losing in the conference finals. And then Steph played poorly in those final three games of the finals against the Cavs.
Or even, if you want to go to the Dirk title, but like Terry was like, Jason Terry doesn't get enough credit. Jason Terry is a big deal. Not to mention they had still Jason Kidd, who's one of the greatest point guards of all time. And then the only other one is the Spurs, but that was a decade of muscle memory, you know. But this team, but you know what? They're not, I mean, look, that was the best, that's the most beautiful basketball I've ever seen played by a basketball team. This team is as, if you're ranking the top five teams in the league in terms of the whole is greater than some of the parts, like how good their offense can look when they're going, like they don't need anyone to necessarily create. The Knicks are up there.
These role players got to keep hitting shots and then we won't need a second score.
Hitting shots is important. Especially when you don't have Tim Duncan on your team. Jessica, what's going on, Jess? How are you? Holy crap. Coming back from Shabbat to a playoff win. 1-0. Let's freaking go. Thank you, John, for being you. I can't be anyone else, so I appreciate it. You're welcome. Thank you always for the kind comments and everything you do. Like Tibbs, you help create winning culture. Now you've gone and done it. I can't wait to go watch the game. Let's go, Knicks. Yay. So I don't know what the proper, I hope you enjoyed Shabbat. I hope you had a good Shabbat. To anybody out there who celebrated or commemorated. I hope everybody, it was good. And that when you watch the game, you enjoy it. You know, the result. So it's going to be much less stressful watch than those of us who watched it live. I'll say that. Thanks, Jess. Appreciate you as always. Jay Will, what's going on, Jay? OG should not be on Maxi or Embiid. Let him roam. Okay. I mean, look, I think anytime you have a guy like him, I think you want to mix it up. I think you want to mix it up because if you only do one thing, you're giving the opposing coach a chance to game plan for that one thing. If you switch it up, it makes it harder for the team in the moment to respond. Because, like, yeah, you could practice for a lot of different things, but when you switch it up in the moment, it makes it trickier. So, look, you have this guy who's capable of doing a lot of different things. Let him do a lot of different things, and then when push comes to shove, you kind of figure out where you really want him and need him. Thanks, Jay Will. OG team, damn, you still live, LOL. We just crossed the 3-hour mark. I have no idea if anybody's still watching, but thanks to anybody who is.
There are 3,300 people still watching.
Well, what to say to that?
858 on YouTube, 2400 on Twitter.com or X.com. X. Now. His mama named him Twitter. I'm calling him Twitter.
His mama changed his name to X. Yeah. And I'm going to write something tonight. I don't know. I don't know how much I'm going to write. I'm going to write something tonight. Kevin with another one. Mr. Danishevsky. Underrated what if in Knicks history. Oh my God. Only Kevin with the third to last super chat of the night starts off with an underrated what if in Knicks history. I can't wait to read this. I wonder what a Mitch and a healthy KP, that's actually a pretty good one, would have been. I'm okay with this reality. Mitch was unreal on Embiid tonight. So let's just be clear here. You want to imagine a reality in which Kristaps Porzingis does not rupture his AC, whatever the hell he did. He doesn't crumple over in a heap. And then he starts off the next season. He's at the four. Mitch is at the five. That's no Noah Vonleh. It's a big loss, Kev. It's a big loss. No. Who the hell else was on that team? I need to bring Andrew up here. It's too late.
That would be that Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah, it was Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, Frank Ntilikina, Lance Thomas. Oh my God.
Kevin Knox, Kevin rookie Knox. Year.
I mean, there was there was nobody on that team.
Eventually, a Dennis Smith Jr. made some appearances. Obviously, well, no, because of the trade. Yeah, because of the trade. Was Dot on the team then too? Damian Dotson?
Of course he was.
Naming players that were on the team. That's Mario Hezonja.
I'm just asking questions. No, I don't think Hezonja was. Mudiay.
Emmanuel Mudiay was on the team. Yeah, because he came over the year before at the deadline.
During the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm. Said we're gonna get you right.
We're gonna get you right. We're gonna get you right. Yeah, you did wonders there.
Oh, Alonso Trier.
He was already on the team. Yes, mm-hmm. He was. Okay, so I think what Kevin's getting at is like, would what those guys showed together have been the foundation? Would it have been so like, oh man, they really have something here. This is a real Twin Towers that could work. Would it have basically like shifted the organization's thinking to whatever extent? I think to say that is like, it's cute, but it's like the had KP not gotten hurt is like doing 85% of the lifting there. And this is like the other 15%. So I don't really know how to. But I think they would have been good together.
Good seeing you tonight, Kev. Good what if.
Jay Vertical. What's up, Jay Vertical? What's up, John? I noticed early on that Philly made it a priority to contest JB from behind. Yep. Mentioned that before. Talked about it. Good job by you pointing it out. To affect his shot more, and it worked. I think matching Maxi minutes in the second half with Deuce could be huge. Let's go Knicks. Yeah, I mean, look, the more... You're gonna get Max. I mean, to me, after this game, I guess my biggest question that was not a question before the series started was, is Deuce gonna just close games? Which means, I mean, really, what am I asking? I'm asking is Dante DiVincenzo not gonna close games? Because, like, Brunson's gonna play, Hart's gonna play. OG's going to play. A center's going to play. So this is really a Deuce versus Dante thing. And I wonder how much of it will be determined by, okay, is Dante hot from three? Is Deuce hot from three? How awesome is, I mean, but that's the thing. Deuce is always awesome on defense. You know, is Dante more holding his own on defense? You know, I will say it right now. I don't envy Tom Thibodeau with this decision. I do not envy Tom Thibodeau with the decision at all. Is it possible maybe Hart is the one to get the seat if he feels like he needs Deuce in there to guard Maxi in the fourth quarter? Maybe. I guess. I don't see it. It should be something worth watching. Oh wait, hold on. There was something else from that. The Brunson from behind. Yeah, it's like you wonder why more teams don't get him from behind, right? Hey, maybe it's their length. Maybe it's just he was kind of not fully with it tonight. Like it was strange. It was odd to see, and yet when you saw it, it's like, oh, why does this happen more often? Thanks, Jay Vertical. Got six more. Alex, glad I didn't take that precious minutes at the four bet. I would have made that in a heartbeat. I had a good feeling about that one. That precious was not going to play minutes at the four. Danny Small with another one. Has anyone made the 2004 Pistons comp to these Knicks? Only busy about 18 times over the last couple of years. JB's better than Chauncey. That's Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups. I think he made it this year, right? If he didn't make it this year, he's going to make it soon. But other than that, it's great. It's a great team, players that fit and defend. The presence of Rasheed Wallace, well, two things. One, You want to talk about a team of an era? Has there ever been a team that more fit an era of the NBA that was that era was that era because of the rules at the time, because of like where the skill level was of the players, I think. I don't think there's ever been a team of an era like those Pistons were, where, you know, you could win 73-68 and it wasn't crazy. So the fact that they were so gifted defensively and they could do just enough on offense, like that was enough. And I think it's tougher to pull that sort of thing off now, where the offense is the second greatest offensive rating, average offensive rating season in league history, with the exception of 1 year back in the 60s when Wilt scored 50 points a year or 50 points a game. Because typically you need stars to score or at least generate offense and get the dominoes fallen. In terms of how they played together, in terms of the camaraderie, in terms of the just how the pieces fit, like all that stuff, I'm with you. But in terms of like, you know, overcoming lack of quote unquote star talent, where such that the whole being great in the sum of the parts is enough, I think it was easier to do back then because of the nature of the sport then versus now. And the other thing I just feel the need to say is Rasheed Wallace is one of the, I don't know, one of the 40 or 50 most gifted players to come along in the last 30 years. Dude could do anything. And he, you know, we got down to business on that Pistons team. You know, I know he didn't make all-star teams. I know he's not making the Hall of Fame or anything like that, but that dude was like, you know, that dude could do anything on both ends of the floor. What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup.
Busy. Why does it have to be a scared reaction to change the lineup? Why can't it be rewarding a guy for playing well? It's a fair question, because I think you have a formula that works. I think you have a formula that works, and I think there's a reason it works. And I think to assume that because the Sixers present some unique challenges that your formula could no longer work is an assumption that I am not willing to make. I think Dante DiVincenzo has been such a difference-making shooter and offensive player in general that he has earned the chance to continue to start games. He had not a great night defensively. As an aside, I meant what I said before about keeping Deuce as the spark off the bench. I think that is important. I think his defensive energy changes the game when he gets in. I don't think what you're saying is crazy. I wouldn't do it. I think there is a value, there is an inherent value in stability. And that guys know that you have their back
absent exigent circumstances. Now, could you argue this is the playoffs? This isn't about having anybody's back? Yes. I think Dante has earned the right to continue to start. And with the potential for a pivot. Because that's the other side here which this supports your argument. If we keep talking about Knicks culture and we believe it, then theoretically Tom Thibodeau going to Dante DiVincenzo and saying, you know what, you're coming off the bench tonight, that he'd be fine with that. I don't think it's time for that. I wouldn't do it. But you're not crazy busy.
Well said. So there's two more super chats left. I just figured I'll join you for these if that's okay.
Red Cats. Who's that?
From The Athletic, friend of the pod. Comes here often, makes horrible draft picks. Good puns though. Never stops moving.
I heard is he a podcaster?
Yes. Hosts a show called Cats and Shoot. Nicely produced.
I don't know. I feel like I should be more familiar with this person. Did Philly just win the series? It's such an odd comment to make. I don't know. I don't even know what that doesn't make any sense.
I guess it doesn't. Could there be something that you could share that would add more context if you're interested in sharing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. No references to, could Fred be referring to maybe a tip he got or a message he got from
someone? Listen, I'm not going to be one to get on here and like reveal Fred's sources. If Fred gets okay. People that make him think one thing or another about the series, that's for Fred. If he wants to share that sort of knowledge, that's up to Fred.
Okay. Fred, you're going to have to send in another chat to get it out of him.
Andrew Claudio, yes, Fred Katz, Embiid in the first quarter already planning.
Ended in the first quarter. The series ended in the first quarter.
Oh, the series ended in, I thought it said Embiid, ended in the first quarter, already planning draft content. Yeah, it's just a really strange way to end the live stream.
I wonder what could be being referenced by these two super chats between Fred Katz and one Andrew Claudio.
You know, I think maybe the Henny's getting to you.
Has to be. Shout out Hennessy. Hold on, I'm doing the math right now. Final score was 111 to 104, which means the Knicks outscored the Sixers 104 to 87 after I got a text from my friend that the series is over 7 minutes in. Okay, just making sure. I've got my math right. Thank you, Fred Katz.
Giovanni Mastretta. Philadelphia with or without Embiid. I don't give a fuck. We have 10 guys that can carry each other, believe in each other, and refuse to quit. GMAC for Prez. Hashtag Nixon 5. Let's freaking go, Knicks. This is your burner, isn't it?
It's a 5, Giovanni.
How many,
right.
Burners, how many burners do you have?
All right, listen, if this is my burner, Jessica's yours.
Jessica's like an esteemed member of our community. To accuse her of being a burner, sir.
Fair. Fine. Busy's yours. Or
get, no, busy's, down,
get, well, that's true. Busy's like not your burner. The busy would be my burner then. Any bad things I want to say about John or arguments I want to make.
You know who's my burner? And who? If I didn't see his face and like see his personage speak on our town mm-hmm. halls regularly, I would think so. It was Haitian. Haitian Ferg's my burner.
Oh, I was going to go Kev. Either Kev or Dom or, yeah.
Kev's one of one.
Kev's a character. We were giving him a lot of jokes tonight at the watch along at the town hall, not the town hall, the watch party. T squared.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it. We have reached the finish line.
Got off early here.
So thank you, Andrew, for joining the party. Thank you for everyone at T-Squared Social who made the night extra special. Thank you, everybody who came on here and generously contributed to what we're trying to do here. And also just gave me a way to enjoy and relish in this victory, which is one of the biggest Knick wins since the 90s. I don't like, we'll see what happens this playoffs. I don't think that's an overstatement to say right now that this is one of the biggest Knicks wins since the 90s. They needed to get this win. I really, in my gut, I feel they needed to get this win. They could not lose this game and feel great about winning this series. All right, that's it. Thanks for tuning in. Please like the video, subscribe to our channel. Anybody who's maybe new watching and isn't subscribed to the YouTube channel, just subscribe to the YouTube channel. What's it gonna cost you? Nothing. It's free. Subscribe. And like the or subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating, review, subscribe to the Knicks Film School newsletter if you'd like. I'm going to try to write something now. Probably not a full newsletter because I need to get some sleep. I'm tired. And we are going to have something else coming your way soon.
I got to text you after talk to you after we're done, because it's Passover starting tomorrow. And let's just say the usual people I go to for to host the show with John are celebrating said thing. So
I think that to me sounds like Robert Cross's bat signal.
Don't you dare, first of all. And we'll figure it out. We will have content coming your way tomorrow at some point. Hold on. Apparently we missed a super chat here.
What do we do?
I believe this is one. Did we not read this?
Oh yeah, no, we didn't read this. Freeway Hustle 21. Love it when the Knicks are winning so that we don't have to hear Doris talk. She is such a Knicks hater. It's nauseating. She stays so quiet when they are winning.
Jeez.
That's a harsh way to end it. I love the Hall of Famer Doris book. I would not characterize anything I heard tonight as, and I was listening to the ESPN broadcast. I would not characterize anything I heard tonight as Knicks hating. She is a Knicks fan, actually. Like, whether you believe her or you don't believe her, she's grew up a Knicks fan. I thought she was praising Philly a lot, but I also thought that Philly, like, whenever she was saying nice things about Philly, I thought they were warranted. I also think she said a lot of nice things about New York. So I don't share in that opinion, Freeway Hustler, all due respect. And Doris Burke, if you're listening, feel free to come on this Full School podcast and talk about whatever you'd like.
So now you're going to go to someone on the ESPN crew that and invite them on your podcast. If only you lived near one that you run into all the time.
What do you want me to do?
Hi, JJ. I'm the host of a number one Knicks podcast that doesn't have Josh Jalen Brunson on. I also read a newsletter that has thousands of subscribers.
As he's walking his kid to school, I'm going to stop him and say all that.
Yes. JJ, big fan. I host a Knicks podcast. Could we have you on sometime? I respect what you do.
And you know what I would do if I were him?
What?
I'd be like, fuck you. I'm walking my kid to school. Fuck off. Like, don't bother me.
That's you, because you assume that he would do that.
No, because he's a busy man and he has things to do.
Like come on our podcast. John, the worst thing he could do is say no.
All right. How about this? If anybody watching this right now or anybody watching this tomorrow or anybody watching this at any point in time knows JJ Redick, please let JJ Redick know that two people here on the Knicks Film School podcast think the highest of him, which is true. And would love to have a chat with him on the podcast. And if you'd like to come on, the invite is open. And
he has to go 3 blocks to John's house and we could do it in person.
It's more than 3 blocks.
It's shorter than like
it's a short walk. It would have been 3 blocks from my old apartment, but it's a little bit longer.
Everybody right. Tweet at JJ. Go on the Knicks Film School podcast. And talk to John. Yeah,
get it trending.
Talk to your neighbor, John. Listen, CP's been making this movement with Perk, and it's apparently going to work. Shout out to CP. I'm going on next.
Why are we getting Kendrick Perkins?
Well, we're never doing that. Probably because the point is, I think we could start a movement of our own. Get JJ on KFS. There's your hashtag. JJ on KFS. Why not now? Why not now, JJ?
Why not now?
Why not now?
It is. Man.
One more, by the way.
What?
One more.
So, oh, Santiago Barrio Canal. I don't know what the denomination that is. thank you. Just a super chat to appreciate all the effort and content that you guys put out. It's truly a pleasure. Long time from Paraguay. Cheers. Thank you, man. There's so many things that make me so happy getting or having the privilege to do this. Just hearing from Knicks fans around the world is it's so special because it reinforces that this is a really special fan base, that we have fans everywhere, which is not something that more than like a couple of teams can say. But more than that, that like, and I hear this from people where it's like, KFS has helped me like stay connected. There are so many different ways that you could stay connected with the Knicks. Like there's a million and one content creators and they're all awesome. And the fact that you seem to at least spend some of your time with us, and you know, that hopefully helps you stay connected to the team and makes you feel like you're like in New York or whatever. That's really special. So thank you for the generous contribution. And here's to a nice series victory. And on that note, I think we're done, right?
Yes. Okay. 3,300 people still watching live.
Jesus Christ. Fuck you, Dylan. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.